people, though, were arrested on the school's campus. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon with a high-impact storm system that'll be affecting us. But today, not too bad, with a high temperature up to about 79, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible. Tonight's low down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially beginning in the afternoon, more likely in the evening and nighttime hours, and locally heavy rainfall totals. Also, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. The high in the upper 70s on Wednesday, up to about 73 Thursday with maybe some leftover showers first half of the day. Then nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
1819 News.
Two opposing views had a verbal clash at a seafood restaurant in Mobile. The Oyster City Brewing Company held a drag show that featured provocative dancing by wildly costumed men and women. While children were part of the audience, they were brought there by their parents. A group stood across the street from that restaurant with protest signs about preserving childhood innocence. They also held public prayer. At one point, the MC for the drag show pointed out the prayer group and proceeded to mock them and declared that another drag show would be held in May called the Gospel of the Drag. That brewery hosts the brunches that they call family-friendly on one Sunday of the month. The videos of the dancing that the children are exposed to can be seen at 1819news.com. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A 30-year-old man in Locksley is now charged with production of child pornography. John Plemons is accused of filming a young boy in a convenience store restroom where he works. The boy spotted the camera and notified his parents. That's when Plemons was arrested. Several electronics belonging to Plemons were also seized by police. Police in Geneva are calling it a case of arson after a residence was found burning. Evidence gathered at the scene confirms that the blaze was intentional. Police are now asking for any nearby businesses or homeowners with security cameras to provide the footage for April 8th from midnight to 1 a.m. in order to find out who started the blaze. And singer Amy Grant is coming to Alabama. Grant will perform on April 12th, which is a Friday, at the Oxford Performing Arts Center. Tickets are already on sale. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon, or as we call it online, Joey Clark Live. Appreciate all the love on the X platform the last few days. You can watch there at the Joey Clark, or you can watch Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Now, without further ado, we have a packed show today. A very packed show indeed. We have the one, the only, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, how you doing today?
I'm well, Joey. Thank you, my dear friend. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Busy, let's just say. Now, I noticed, because I'm so busy, I wasn't able to watch yet. But you talked to Colonel McGregor this morning. I believe asking the provocative question, is World War III begun? Well, has it?
It's very, very close. And if Mike Johnson and the Republicans send $61 billion to Ukraine, and if Netanyahu continues to attack Iran, yes, World War III will have begun. Netanyahu desperately wants the U.S. to back him up in a war against Iran. And the government doesn't know what it's doing with Ukraine. It doesn't recognize that most of Asia, Africa, Latin America, and half of Europe are now adverse to the United States, that Russia is far stronger than all of NATO combined, that the NATO military forces are decrepit compared to Russia's. And the stage is set. Russia doesn't want a war, but it won't back off from one. Joe Biden wants to run for re-election as a wartime president. Netanyahu would love nothing more than to destroy the government of Iran. So it's a mess.
An absolute mess, and we'll just keep watching. It's one of those things where you learn, you know, certain things are out of your control, and you shouldn't worry about them too much, but it's good to be informed, and we'll keep watching the wire here. But it makes me nervous, especially for the youngest in our population. I worry they might bring something like the draft back.
Well, it wouldn't be too difficult for them to bring the draft back. I mean, the draft to me is slavery. It's profoundly unconstitutional. It's prohibited by the 13th Amendment, but been employed by the government many times since the ratification of the 13th Amendment. These are not wars to defend American national security. Israel is not even an ally of the United States, and neither is Ukraine. If you define an ally as a country with which we have a treaty that obligates us to defend the country, if you want a looser definition, a country whose survival profoundly affects American national security, neither of them is. But we seem to be wedded at the hip to both of them. I don't know what happens if Trump gets elected. He's more pro-Israel than Biden is, but he wants nothing to do with Ukraine.
Yeah, and I think Trump continues to defy the odds. An absurd statement coming out from John Brennan saying Trump wants to just give Putin the green light to march across Europe. And I just don't see that whatsoever. As much as Trump, I think, finds this war wasteful with Ukraine, doesn't want to send more money over there, he also doesn't strike me as, let's say, a dove. It wouldn't be like Ron Paul in the White House.
Well, no, he's not an isolationist. He might very well bring troops home, and he might close down some of the more than 1,000 foreign military bases that we have. The statement by Brennan, which I hadn't heard since you just recounted it, is really born in ignorance and ideological preference. There's not a scintilla of evidence that Putin wants to do anything more than make sure that Ukraine does not join NATO and NATO does not put offensive weapons in Ukraine. He has no interest whatsoever in moving into any other country This is a cockamamie lie. It's worse than propaganda because they know it's untrue. It's a lie propagated by the Biden administration, intended to scare the weak-willed Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House of Representatives, into allowing this aid to Ukraine to come to a floor vote. Apparently, he's going to allow that, and he's going to allow my comment as my column this week is on this subject. He's going to allow a vote on Section 702, but not allow vote to modify 702. It's just going to be up or down. Now, I'm in favor of down. I'm in favor of no vote, because then it just dies a natural death on the 19th. By allowing a vote and not permitting amendments, he virtually guarantees that it will pass. What is it? It allows federal intelligence communities, including the CIA, which is not supposed to do any spying in the United States, to spy on foreigners in the United States and the Americans with whom they communicate and the Americans with whom those Americans communicate. The CIA has asked that that be extended out to the sixth generation. Now, if you do the math, that sixth generation will quickly turn 180 into 180 million.
Well, and we've talked about
none of them cares about the Constitution. Mike Johnson doesn't. He doesn't care about the CIA charter, which prohibits spying in the United States. He just cares about pleasing his masters in the intelligence community, even though he appears to be a perfectly properly behaved individual. Who knows if they have dirt on him? They certainly have dirt on many members of Congress.
That is definitely how they squeeze necks and twist arms. And, you know, we've talked about before this issue before, but it's been a while. You know, I've talked to members of Congress here in Alabama, and other than maybe Barry Moore, occasionally Senator Tuberville, everybody in the Alabama delegation is pretty hawkish. I think it has something to do with, you know, Redstone Arsenal and all these military bases we have around these parts. But they'll say something about 702 of, well, this helps us stop terrorism and potential terror attacks. And yet they never are able to show me the goods. I mean, have you ever seen any, like, evidence that 702 actually works at stopping terror attacks?
No. The FBI has concocted stings that they have set up. And during the sting, they've used 702 so that they can claim that 702 helped them stop some disaffected young Muslim male loner who thought he was exploding explosive, and it turned out to be wheat flour, some nonsense like that. And they'll claim they used 702, but there's not a single case that they can demonstrate in which the employment of 702 has saved human lives. I'm going to go one step farther. I don't care if they have such a case. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, not 702, not the intelligence community, not Mike Turner, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, who likes to scare the daylights out of people by saying he knows stuff he can't say and we better vote the right way or something will happen. Somebody like that should be kicked out of Congress for obstructing members of Congress from voting their consciences by scaring them with nonsense.
Now, shifting gears but staying with domestic policy, what do you make of, again, this latest push of President Biden just defying the court on the question of student loans? Seems they've come up with another way around the court, just straight up defying the court. I mean, if the court can't stop a president, who can? How is the Constitution even valid if it can't be enforced?
Well, someone will have to sue the president. The last case was a crazy case because the president was sued by two states because the states were somehow involved in the financing mechanism. I mean, the way the financing mechanism works is the parents and the student qualify, the feds approve it. The money comes from a bank. It doesn't come from the federal government. But the feds guarantee the repayment of the loan. So when the feds excuse you from repaying the loan, then the money has to come from the federal treasury to pay the bank. And that violates the Constitution, which says that money can only come from the federal treasury that's been approved by Congress. Now, who would sue? Well, the bank is not going to sue. It's going to get his money back.
Right.
The students are not going to sue because they're not students anymore. They're relieved of debt. The parents are not going to sue. They're relieved of debt. The only person that would sue is somebody along the line that is burnt here. So in the case that went to the Supreme Court, there were two states, Missouri, and I don't remember which other one was involved. They had somehow been involved in this financing, and therefore they had standing to sue. Can a member of Congress sue the president for violating a Supreme Court opinion? Theoretically, yes, but the court wouldn't hear the suit and say Congress has other tools available to it, like impeachment. Or the enactment of a statute over the president's veto. So why is he doing this? Well, he's doing this because he wants these people to vote for him.
Right.
It's no question.
Exactly right.
What he's doing, it's almost a bribe. He's almost taking federal dollars and giving it to these people. They've done nothing wrong. They just borrowed money from a bank so they could go to college. These kids are not kids anymore. They're adults. They've graduated. They're out in the workforce. They're saddled with debt. Suddenly it's gone, not because of the Congress, not because of the Democrats, but because of one person, Joe Biden. Golly, he removed me from that monthly payment. He's got my vote and the vote of my spouse and the vote of my friends. I guess that's what his thinking is.
And it's just a crying shame. You're right. I think it is just the vote buying that we normally see. And now going to former President Trump, I guess the latest legal case that's in the news today is this business records case that crosses over with what the hush money payment was Stormy Daniels.
Well, that is a criminal trial that is starting on Monday, a week from yesterday. He has tried all kinds of creative ways to prevent it from happening, but he's lost all of them. It'll take a week to pick 16 jurors that don't have an opinion on this. Trump will be sitting in the courtroom twiddling his thumbs bored to death while that's going on. He must be there the entire time of the trial. He can't act out. He can't storm out of the courtroom if he hears testimony he doesn't like, as he did in his civil trials. He can't be excused from the courtroom while the case is going on for constitutional reasons. So it's going to be quite a burden on him with which he is not accustomed. And some of the testimony, Joey, is going to be lurid. This woman, Stormy Daniels, is going to describe apparently in vivid detail what happened in that hotel room where she claims she thought she was up there for an interview to see if he would put her on his show, The Apprentice, and they ended up having a physical liaison.
Oh, and some claim about a rolled-up magazine with Trump's face on the cover being used to spank somebody. It is lurid, to put it.
It is lurid, and Michael Cohen is also going to give some lurid testimony, not on the sexual side, but on the financial side. The mechanism for paying off this woman was very, very creative. A guy named David Pecker, who is the founder and former owner of National Enquirer, he since has sold it, and was once one of Trump's closest friends, he will testify to the mechanism used to do what's called catch and kill. Catch and kill is when a woman has a negative story about Trump. You say to her, okay, we'll pay you $50,000 for the story. Oh, that's great. She interviews a reporter. The reporter writes up the story. And then the National Enquirer spikes the story. So the girl gets her $50,000, in return for which she signed a non-disclosure agreement. The story is never published. Everybody's happy. Trump's happy. The girl's happy. The money came from the Trump Organization. Is that an ordinary and reasonable business expense under the tax code? The prosecutor is going to argue that it's not. In the case of Stormy Daniels, this was done in order to save his campaign. Is that a valid campaign expense? It is not. Is it a valid corporate expense? Is it not? Would it have been a licit personal expense? Yes. Yes, if he had written that check for $130,000 out of his own bank account, we wouldn't be having this case.
what a mess. I'm a little baffled because if Donald Trump is essentially thrown in prison or jail because of something like what you described, I think this country falls apart.
There'll be an extraordinary reaction, I'm sure. It's hard to predict exactly what would happen, but there'll be an extraordinary reaction. You know, there are people who worship at his altar, let's put it that way.
Oh, sure. And now, shifting gears here back to the overseas, to the Vatican, which you've spent some time in. Are you surprised by this new doctrinal note? They have condemned sex change operations, gender theory outright, and surrogate motherhood as well. To me, this makes sense from the church I was raised in. Does it, do you?
I am not surprised by it because the Pope, who's, I think, about to leave us, is trying to push the pendulum back a little bit in order to prevent an overreaction by cardinals who might elect a super traditionalist to replace him. In terms of the theology in the document, it's correct, but it's thin, and it's late in the day. It's a political stunt, but it's not a matter of whether I agree with it. It's absolutely consistent with church teaching that the intentional butchering of the body is mortally sinful, and gender is assigned to conception, and it's not an act of will.
Well, and I look at their new poll results out about IVF and abortion, what Americans' opinions are. I think it's Gallup polling, and it's astounding. 70% of Americans say they want abortion to be legal in this poll.
Well, Trump must have seen that poll when he came out with what he came out with, but he's going to lose the right to life vote. You and I have talked about this before, and this is not a criticism of my college classmate, Justice Alito. He needed 5 votes. I wish that he had authored an opinion defining the baby in the womb, the fetus in the womb, as a person, but he didn't. Said it belongs to the states. Well, question, have there been more abortions under Roe versus Wade per month or more abortions under Dobbs? It's more abortions under Dobbs. It's made things infinitely worse. Not in Alabama, not in Texas, but in New Jersey, where I live, is the abortion capital of the East Coast, or California, which is the abortion capital of the West Coast. New Jersey permits abortion up to the moment after delivery, after birth. You don't like the blue eyes? Put a blanket on the baby so he doesn't get too cold, but don't give the baby any nourishment or medication. This is just repellent, but this is lawful under Dobbs.
Yeah, it does leave it to the state. There's part of me that likes the decentralization, even when states engage in allow for depraved behavior in their laws. I kind of like the idea that Alabama can be Alabama and let Jersey or Vermont do what they want.
Well, I like the fact that you can vote with your feet, but certain issues are so fundamental, like the right to be alive. I mean, suppose New Jersey suspended the laws against murder. Would it still be a crime to kill? Well, under the natural law, yes. But what would judges do? I mean, there's only so you can only go so far with the idea of voting with your feet.
Well, and I always appreciate your time. We're running out of time here. Again, folks, if you want to watch Judge Napolitano's podcast, it's called Judging Freedom, wherever podcasts are available. I tend to watch on YouTube, or you can always go to judgenap.com. And as always, I appreciate your time, kind sir.
Well, thank you. Today's my heavy hitter day, Jeff Sachs and Colonel McGregor in the morning. This afternoon, Matt Ho, Karen Kwiatkowski, and the inimitable 4:30 Eastern, Scott Ritter.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joey. All the best.
Again, folks, that's Judge Andrew Napolitano. Always appreciate his time. We do have a very packed show today. But first, let me say hi to my co-host. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing all right. I think I'm surviving, in fact. Yeah.
See, you're leading into the black still. You know,
what do you mean?
Summer is here, Joey. Let's bring out some pretty summer colors.
Why?
Some pastels or some sort.
Well, so you can accuse me of being gay?
No, I just...
That's exactly what you're going to say. I showed off my new Whoop band, and you're like, whoa, whoa.
What'd I tell you?
Joey's a little light in his loafers.
What were my exact words?
You said it was not.
Thank you.
Yeah, but out of nowhere, you saying it was not that kind of sounds like you think it is.
I just think you're a little paranoid.
Oh, wait, so you're saying it's like me apologizing to Mike Rogers for saying he looked like Liz Cheney and that his hair was fake?
I see similarities there.
Yeah, well, I did apologize, in writing.
Yeah, in writing. Now, how often does that happen nowadays?
Not often. Right. And well, see, I wasn't forced. My own conscience told me I needed to apologize.
It's good to know that you got in touch with yourself like that, that you're able to go dive deep and go, oof.
I'm very in touch with myself, yes.
I see.
Hey, we got to hit this break because we have another libertarian joining us.
Cool.
Dr. Michael Reckenwald. It's called Wreck the Regime is his campaign name.
Wreck
you can
the
follow
regime.
Him.
I like that.
REC, the regime. Wreck the Regime on Twitter. And he should be joining us by phone here at any moment. So y'all stay tuned. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling. And keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum. Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
What's your biggest investment?
more than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to the program. And now, as promised, folks, first time talking to this gentleman, that it is Mr. Wreck the Regime himself. We have Michael Rechtenwald on the program over the phone. Sir, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing quite well. So you're running for president to be the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate. I ask all candidates, whether they're running for president or mayor or Senate, whatever they're running for, why do this to yourself?
I'm doing this, you know, I don't think that I have a shot at winning, quite frankly. I'm doing this because I'm using this as a platform to get across the message of liberty and the means of attaining it. And that's what this campaign is all about. I am not delusional enough to think that I would win, but I think there are other victories that we can achieve, and that is increasing the scope of liberty in the United States, getting this message into the public discourse, and even changing the parties themselves.
Yeah, hear, hear. And do you think people are more thirsty than ever for this message here in this country?
Yeah, I think that the federal government has an enormous, vehement, and oppressive organ that people are really laboring under, and they have no illusions about its benevolence. They know that it's not designed, and it's not protecting their interests. In fact, it's attacking their interests, and so it needs to be dismantled. That's what people really know is the case. And we saw that this message reverberated and won in Argentina in the case of Javier Milei. This is a message whose time has come.
And Milei's victory is certainly remarkable. I never thought in my years when I was reading Rothbard and Mises and so many others that I would see an anarcho-capitalist running a country, and he's following through, which is beautiful to behold. But, you know, he sold it in his own way with his own personality, and I think he even had an environment with the inflation down there that folks really started to understand, especially the economic point of view. So how do you sell liberty to Americans as you go around this great country of ours?
Well, first of all, you show them the extent to which they're in chains. And that's very easy to point out, that they're being surveilled upon, they're being taxed to death, being trammeled in every way possible. This federal government is robbing them to pay for proxy wars. This federal government is robbing them to give money to immigrants. It is robbing them for everything that they have. And it's really a vampire. It's really a parasite. And that should be very clear to people. And I can make it very clear in showing them what a parasite it is, how it is sucking the lifeblood out of our people. And that's the message. And I am running as an anarcho-capitalist unabashedly. It is necessary to have that as a goal. the absolute abolition of government of the state, because that goal will lead us in the right direction.
And so it's sort of an ideal that we would like to actually realize, but just, you know, marching, trudging towards that ideal, good things will come of it.
That's exactly right. And if you're a minarchist, you know, you believe in minimal government is necessary to protect rights, that's just fine, because you're a step along the way. And if we could get to minarchy like that, I would be quite happy, but I wouldn't be content. I would still go further. But, you know, nevertheless, this has to be the asymptote, the goal that really is not reachable in our lifetimes, but which should be the North Star that guides us so that we know we're heading in the right direction. Anytime somebody wants to add something to the state, add something to the government, that has to be opposed. We cannot add anything more. We need to dismantle. So you have RFK Jr. talking about, you know, acting as if he's an outsider when he's just another big federal government operative who thinks that it just needs to be run by benevolent people like himself and everything will be just fine. That's outrageous.
And I think I like your idea of going for the jugular here, for lack of a better term, because as you've written about, if folks don't know, Michael has a book called The Great Reset and the Struggle for Liberty. So when you look at the United States government and all the many different interests, the interests that probably control this country don't stop at the border. We'd like to think, oh, we're still nation states, but there's a lot of, say, globalist agenda here that is flowing through our government. Could you lay out for folks how the Great Reset plays into our country?
The Great Reset has been initiated by international intergovernmental agencies and NGOs like the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. They have set in place the full reset of the global economy. And inclusive of that is a complete reset of our social lives, such that they would have like almost complete control over us, every move, what we buy, what we spend money on, what we eat, whether we drive cars, whether we drive gasoline fueled cars, whether we use gas stoves. Everything is on the agenda for these people. They want to cut and curtail our liberties dramatically. And that is being driven into the national government and even into state and local governments as they execute these plans of Agenda 2030 and effectively make these things law. That's what they're attempting to do. So the answer is to resist through local decentralization. Through decentralization and having control of local governments that just will not execute the desiderata.
Now, again, folks, we're talking to Dr. Michael Rechtenwald. He is a presidential candidate going for the Libertarian Party's nomination. You have not yet grabbed that nomination. What's the process like there? How do you win this thing?
Well, there are state conventions all around the country, which I've gone to, and then there's a national convention. In those state conventions, they nominate delegates who vote for the presidential candidates. And so it's not this wildly popular vote that is determinative. It's rather the vote of these delegates. So in May, and over Memorial Day weekend in D.C., the national convention that will be held, during which time these delegates will vote on the candidate. And I am in the lead. I have the largest voting block behind me. It is a blocking vote too. We're blocking. And I think we're going to pull it off, and then I think that there's a chance that even RFK Jr. will seek this nomination, in which case I will have beat a Kennedy because he has no chance.
Yeah, and his VP pick did not inspire, although, you know, I'm good friends, say, with Jeff Dice, and him and I were been looking at RFK for a while, especially the work he did during COVID, but that VP pick did not inspire confidence, at least along libertarian lines, by any means.
No, I mean, everything he's done or said otherwise has been really a total travesty. And he is, you know, talking about adding layers to the federal government like crazy, increasing the powers of the regulatory regime, funding the war in Israel on Gaza. I mean, it's just endless. He's made some serious missteps in terms of libertarianism, that's for sure.
Now, it is all over the news, the question of war. So when Americans look at what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in Israel, the constant worry about Taiwan in regards to China, should Americans be as worried about China, Russia, and everything else in the world as much as, say, the corporate media pushes on us?
No, I think that our biggest enemy and our most immediate enemy is actually our own state. It is doing more to us than anything else. It is robbing us to pay other countries to kill other people. It is devaluing our dollar through the Federal Reserve. It is increasing our likelihood of being robbed or murdered by virtue of its anarcho-capitalist policy in terms of policing. It is just unbelievable what this state is doing to endanger us. And I say that it is the biggest enemy, not China, not Russia, none of these boogeymen. There's nothing more inimical to our welfare than the federal government itself.
And, you know, I'd like to talk about what the government has done to our money. And as you see it, you know, ballooning the national debt, I believe debt service, interest payments on the national debt is now more than is spent on the Pentagon, on defense at this point, which is absurd. But, I mean, how do Americans get the value of their money back? What's the potential path forward there?
The answer to that is to use decentralized alternative parallel currencies and to establish networks that accept parallel currencies, alternate currencies, that do not get, you know, deflated by virtue of the Fed's endless production of money out of thin air, loan debt interest, which is just, put your head on that very well, is just unbelievable. So we need parallel currencies. We need to strike down the legal tender laws, allow parallel currencies. I'm not going to adjudicate which ones people should use. The usual suspects, of course, are gold leafs, some forms of silver, Bitcoin, Arrow, etc.
And I fully agree, though. I mean, does it worry you at all? Because I know you've written a lot about these sort of companies to see, like BlackRock. Larry Fink was saying their ETF for Bitcoin is the fastest growing ETF in the history of ETFs. And part of me, you know, following Bitcoin now for a decade, I like seeing institutional money come on board, but also getting a little nervous seeing these big players I've learned not to trust jump into the space.
Yeah, that's very, very concerning. And they are trying monopolize that market like they're trying to monopolize all markets. And that's, you know, what their ESG thing is all about. It's a monopoly scheme. And so the monopolists, and likewise, their involvement in Bitcoin is very problematic because if they, you know, if they start exercising their voting rights, they might control it to a great extent. So that's why I don't limit things to Bitcoin. I don't think it's necessarily the only possibility. Some people are Bitcoin maximalists. As such, I'm not really. I actually like Monero better, but that's just a preference, I think. And there are other possibilities.
Now, I'm running out of time here, so I kind of want to give you a closing moment. But for a final statement, if folks want to follow you, want to follow your campaign, help support you, and get your message out, how can they do so?
They can go to my website, the campaign website, wrecktheregime.com. That's R-E-C-TheRegime.com. Get behind the campaign. Put this message out in front of the American people. Let's get the message of liberty, maximum liberty, and decentralization, resisting the federal behemoth that is the federal government. Let's put this message before people. I don't pretend that I have any chance of winning or any real good chance of winning. It's like about as good as a chance I would buy a lottery ticket that I'd win the lottery tomorrow. But you would not be ill-advised to help me promote this message, because this is what needs to get into the discourse in order to shift the Overton window towards liberty.
Well, I appreciate the time today, sir. I actually saw you in, did we lose him?
Yeah.
The heck?
Yeah, it looks like we lost him.
Some reason line two came online. There are ghosts in the studio. Yeah. Rechtenwald's folks were out there, I apologize. We were pretty much done there, but wanted to say my goodbyes. I actually saw him there, Eddie, in Birmingham for an 18-19 event where he talked about his Great Reset book. I didn't, me being shy, I didn't go up and start talking to him a lot. But, no, I appreciate him trying to get out the message, and I appreciate the very honest answer. My goal is not to win the presidency, necessarily, but to get out and create a conversation that's a little different than the conversation that dominates the entire country between the two parties. And it's quite a time we live in, folks, where trust is... Well, not there by any means. Now, that could be a good thing or a bad thing, because if you have this vacuum, anything can really fill it, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we've seen that, too.
Right. Seen it too often in history. So, we'll see. But we should have Madeline Cannon of Alabama
Home. Yes, in the green room now.
Okay, well, let's hit this break, bring her in. Look forward to talking to Madeline. Y'all stay tuned.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill on Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon with a high-impact storm system that'll be affecting us. But today, not too bad, with a high temperature up to about 79, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible. Tonight's low down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially beginning in the afternoon, more likely in the evening and nighttime hours, and locally heavy rainfall totals. Also, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. The high in the upper 70s on Wednesday, up to about 73 Thursday with maybe some leftover showers first half of the day. Then nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Eddie over there shaking his thing. How you doing, Eddie?
Doing good. Got Roxy in here with me, and she's acting very well.
Roxy the dog. And we have Madeline Cannon of Alabama Home Mortgage.
Hey, guys.
But allow me, I was just, before we talk about Alabama Home Mortgage, I need to talk about Dylan Ring. Because I was just showing you some of this custom work Josh Ryder can do over there. Beautiful stuff, folks. If you go to their Facebook page, they're introducing their custom smoke-a-treen pendant. It's created by Josh, And it is absolutely gorgeous and unique.
Ooh, that's cool.
I think sometimes, you know, you've got beautiful things, but everybody's got them.
Sure.
If you have a beautiful thing that's truly unique to you, well, this was inspired by yesterday's eclipse. So if you know somebody who's kind of a science nerd, is really into that stuff, maybe a lady in your life, they're definitely out there. Go buy Dylan Rings and check this out. But again, you can check it out on their Facebook page. It captures the dance of light and shadow, is the way to put it. And this is just one example of what Josh Ryder can do there at Dylan Rings. The man's a true artist. So it could be, hey, you want to update a piece of jewelry you inherited, bring it up to modern standards, or it could be you want to combine two pieces of jewelry, or it could be you had a dream. And maybe it's something poignant to remember a loved one you lost, or maybe it's like, you know, dopes like me and Eddie that want funky fresh medallions to go out and have fun on the town. Josh Ryder can make it a reality. So check him out today. Just stop by their showroom there, 119 Brown Springs Road. That's 119 Brown Springs Road, brand new revamped showroom that just looks absolutely beautiful. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey and Eddie and even Madeline on the radio sent you. So how's it going in your line of work? How's business going at Alabama Home Mortgage?
Well, things have certainly picked up with it being spring. We're starting to see a lot more movement. People getting pre-approved, looking to buy homes. Sellers, is still a great time to put your house on the market. If you're considering that, inventory is relatively low. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of pre-approved buyers that are literally sitting in wait, waiting for a home to come on the market that checks their boxes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So what, I mean, what's the strategy for somebody who's buying right now?
Like, well, first they need to get pre-approved before they even start.
Thank you.
Okay.
So what's happening is we're having a lot of people who are going and looking at houses, falling in love, and then they're having to kind of back into it and get pre-approved after the fact. And it may be that they've fallen in love with something they don't qualify for, mm-hmm. Which is the worst. Or on the flip side, you know, somebody who was pre-approved got to it faster and was able to submit an offer right there on the spot. But getting pre-approved will not only save you heartache, but it's also going to show the seller, hey, this buyer's already taken the steps to ensure that they're pre-approved and have got their financing in order.
Right, because that's the worst thing, where somebody doesn't have the financing in order and everybody's about to pull the trigger, close a deal, and sorry, I skipped step one. Mm-hmm.
That's right, and it matters who pre-approves you.
Okay.
Yes, so when you get a pre-approval letter from Alabama Home Mortgage, it's worth the paper it's written on. And I can't say that for everybody. You know, your output's only as good as your input, right?
Right.
And so you'll have somebody that will issue a pre-approval letter and maybe has not looked at income documents, hasn't pulled a true credit report.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
it's like one of those free credit scores that doesn't actually hit your report.
And then you end up getting a pre-approval letter, you're under contract, everybody thinks it's great, only to find out once you get that contract and you go into underwriting that, oh wait, these people never qualified from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
So it matters that you work with a local lender like Alabama Home Mortgage, not some 1-800, fill out a form online, call somebody here locally that you can talk to anytime, 7 days a week.
And now maybe somebody's not in the buying market, but they're looking to refinance. Like they have a lot of equity built up in their home. Yeah. What sort of options do you have for them?
Yeah. So if you're looking to refinance, debt consolidation seems to be something that a lot of people are interested in right now. More people are carrying consumer debt than ever before. So we are able to take advantage of the equity that you have accrued in your home by doing a cash out refi. If you're a veteran, you can tap into 100% of your equity. Everybody else is going to be limited to 80%. But now more than ever, your home is valued higher than it's ever been before. So it's a great time if you've got some debt that you want to consolidate.
Yeah, and especially when I look at credit card APR, like just the average is almost 30%.
That's right.
Well, that's insane. So if you get stuck there, even just making minimum payments, like it's just growing on you.
That's right. If you're making minimum payments, by the time you get the statement the next month, the balance has gone nowhere.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you've not charged another dime, but that balance just keeps going up and up and up. And so if you want to wipe that slate clean, a refinance is a great way to do it.
And let's underline about veterans. Y'all really are hip to the latest with VA home loan programs. And this is with refi or buying.
That's right. We're certified veteran lending specialists. So we keep up with the VA guidelines. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, we can walk you through that process.
Now, what if somebody, you know, back to the idea of pre-approval, it could be somebody's like, I just can't, I can't buy a home now. But the renting, for instance, all the live long day, is it worth just making a phone call to at least start the process with y'all to understand where they're at, even if y'all say you're not ready yet?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some people who think that they're kind of like, what is it when you go to the doctor? You have white coat syndrome. You're scared of the doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of the same way in the finance world. They're scared to talk about money. But oftentimes the people who have the most reservation are the ones that are the most ready to buy.
Yep. Okay. Wow.
So, yeah. So I would say if you're concerned, you know, either we'll say, no, you shouldn't be. Everything looks good. Let's go buy a house. Or we'll say, you know what? Here are the steps we need to take to get you there. And either way, you know, we can walk you through that.
Yeah, well, and that makes sense. If you're a risk-averse person, conservative in that, in the financial sense, yeah, you might underestimate how good your finances are, if that's your mentality. Well, and this is why, folks, you got to work with Alabama Home Mortgage, because you'll be working with Madeline, with Kim, and they actually get to know you over there.
That's right. We actually just closed a VA purchase last week for a veteran who, this is their third home that they've purchased with us through Alabama Home Mortgage.
Wow.
So she was actually one of the first loans I ever did alongside Kim back in 2012. And here we are 12 years later, and she's still a client of ours, and we love that. We hope that to be the case for every client we work with.
Well, and I mean, that I can talk y'all up all day, and I'm happy to, because I believe in what y'all do, but somebody that's come back three times to do deals with y'all, that's a better testament I can ever put out there. So that's amazing.
Absolutely. We love the vote of confidence.
So wait, is the number still the same?
Still the same, 567-4223.
567-4223. And people can actually apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's right. That link's available 24/7, so you can apply on your time if you want to do it after hours, and then it comes right to us. We'll call you first thing in the morning.
And folks, you got to check them out today. There is a difference in mortgage companies. I'm going to say it subtle like that. There is a difference.
Now, if Kim's listening, there is. You got to do that emphasis on the is.
She likes the punch to it.
That's some, right.
Yeah, you can do it all sorts of different ways. Animal list number 1586368, an equal housing lender. I got about 2 minutes at the top of the hour here, and I just haven't had time to take a breath to mention it with all the guests I've had today. I guess the chief of police here, Montgomery, is on administrative leave for undisclosed reasons at the moment.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Though both 1819 with Craig Monger, he threw up the interview we did with Renee Helton and his write-up of it, and the Montgomery Advertiser threw up their interview with Renee Helton in the context of this. Mm-hmm. Now, that has not been confirmed, that it happens to be her accusations against the chief. Maybe it's something else. But they're saying, you know, it'll be all explained when the investigation's over, so to speak, once the city has looked into things.
Ah,
so
very clear then, huh?
We'll wait and see. But, you know, the worry I've had is with the city is leadership. And sometimes I worry, too, that people, whether you're talking the mayor, city council folks, or folks that are hired as career professionals in these very important gigs, that we're not communicating quite how we should be. And again, folks, I don't seek this stuff out. I'm not like the guys always down at the city council meetings trying to hear the latest, you know, scuttlebutt around what's going on with our municipal government. But when stuff does get to me, it makes me start to think, okay, why are you talking to me? Why can't y'all talk to each other? Like, you're supposed to be the elected officials running this place. Mm-hmm. I'm just some jackass on the radio. But I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But I want the police department to be doing well. I want us to not be at such low force levels.
Right.
I want people to want to move to Montgomery and enjoy life here and make the city even better. And right now, as much as some folks are trying, I'm not quite seeing it at this moment. I'll put it that way. But I think Dick Brubaker should be here in any moment. Madeline, it's great seeing you.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
You mind taking Roxy for a while?
What? Why are you bothered by your own dog, man?
She's just making me nervous.
Why?
She looks very like she's ready to attack somebody.
Attack somebody?
Yeah.
And you want to send her with me?
You could cure a beast like her. You're so calm. Joey over here, all dressed in black, I think kind of makes her nervous.
Yeah, I can't.